In this bulletin, tributes for Australian fashion icon Carla Zampatti, one new local case of COVID-19 detected in Queensland, and in sport, Matildas coach Tony Gustavsson has named four debutants in his first squad for the upcoming international matches later this month. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has led tributes for Australian fashion designer Carla Zampatti, who has died at the age of 78. Miss Zampatti died at Sydney St Vincent Hospital on Saturday, a week after being hospitalised following a fall on Mrs Macquarie's Point on the opening night of La Traviata in Sydney. In a statement, Mr Morrison says Australia has lost a truly great and inspirational Australian who was a pioneer as an entrepreneur and a champion of multicultural Australia. The former chair of SBS for 10 years told SBS News in 2016 she, like many Italian migrants, forged a very strong connection with Australia.
The family, the attitude, it's kind of very... you feel that there's an Italian element in Australia. So they've had a big influence and they're hardworking. It's a beautiful country and it never ceases to amaze me how enterprising Italians are. Even during the GFC, businesses just dropped their prices, just got on with their work and managed to survive.
In a statement, SBS management paid tribute to her advocacy and leadership in promoting greater understanding of and between Australia's diverse communities. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says Miss Zampatti was a fashion icon who graced us with her style, presence and commitment to Australian multiculturalism. The Australian government's top medical advisory body is set to receive further expert guidance on the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine, following investigations into whether it's linked to a Melbourne man's rare blood clot condition. The man in his 40s is in a Melbourne hospital after receiving the AstraZeneca vaccine on March the 22nd. Similar, though very rare, cases have been reported in the United Kingdom and Europe in AstraZeneca jab recipients, though no causal link with it has been found. Acting Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd has said the risk of Australians contracting COVID-19 is far greater than the risk of a rare blood clotting disorder. Chris Christou in Melbourne got his vaccine today, saying he's weighed up the risk and decided it's important to get protection against the threat of catching the coronavirus.
Not sure, no. It's good. Because it's safe for myself and... to not take it from somebody to me, you know, or to give to somebody else.
Queensland's Chief Medical Officer Jeanette Young says there will be a temporary pause in sending COVID-19 infected patients to Brisbane's highly regarded Princess Alexandra Hospital. She says authorities are investigating how two patients in the hospital became infected.
We're not putting any more COVID cases into the PA at the moment, just till we try and work out how this has occurred, because the first patient that led to transmission and the second patient that led to transmission were both being managed in the same room, subsequent to each other, not at the same time. So we think there could be a problem with that particular room or the environment around that room.
Rescuers in Taiwan say they are not sure whether further bodies might still be inside a train wreckage after the country's worst rail disaster in decades killed at least 50 people. Teams are removing carriages which are now blocking one half of the Seoul train line down Taiwan's remote and mountainous eastern coastline. Officials say the collision was caused when a parked railway maintenance vehicle slipped down an embankment and onto the tracks. And to sport, Matildas coach Tony Gustavsson has named four debutants in his first squad for internationals against Germany and the Netherlands later this month. The 23-player party comprises 13 players that helped Australia qualify for the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games, including seasoned defender Laura Brock, fellow defender Emma Checker, midfielders Amy Harrison, Amy Sayer and Ella Mastrantonio. Four uncapped players have also been added to the national team senior environment, including former Young Matildas India Paige Riley, Beatrice Goad and Alex Hun. The group will assemble in the Netherlands on April the 5th. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy 35, Adelaide, sunny 30, Melbourne, mostly sunny 23, Hobart partly cloudy 19, Canberra sunny 28, Wollongong mostly sunny 26, Sydney similar conditions 27, Newcastle partly cloudy 26, Brisbane showers 25, Cairns shower or 2 31, and Darwin much the same 30. This is SBS News.